You're listening to SBS News.
About 2 million Australians use food delivery services like Uber Eats and Deliveroo every 3 months. Ordering food from the luxury of your couch may sound very comforting, but this convenience comes at a cost. A new survey reveals people using food delivery services waste significantly more food than those not using them. The survey conducted by rural-focused lender Rabobank was taken by more than 2,300 Australians. Glenn Wheeland from Rabobank says wastage of food is a shared responsibility among food producers, suppliers and consumers.
The priority particularly is around awareness, their ability to be able to bring the message across around food wastage and the potential impact that has on the planet, and for consumers to be able to reflect on that, but also continue to promote strategies which will potentially reduce the amount of waste that occurs at the restaurant or at the home.
The survey by Rabobank also found if food was measured in terms of dollar value, it was the millennial generation that wastes the most food. Mr. Whelan says consumers need to make calculated purchases.
The focus there is to ensure that our households, for want of a better term, their eyes aren't bigger than their stomach, and they're reflecting and saying, well, what do we actually need to purchase? And let's not order everything on the menu, as it were, as opposed to purchasing just what we need.
The survey also revealed baby boomers are more likely to care about reducing food waste. Food rescue charity OzHarvest chief executive Ronnie Khan says the reliance of millennials on technology has led to food losing basic value.
Because we've lost the value of food, because there seems to be such an abundance, because it's all around us and visible, it's very easy just to order Uber in, order from Deliveroo, order food, and because we haven't got that food value deeply inherently in us, certainly in that generation, food is being wasted at a ridiculous amount.
But Jim Mullen, the chief executive of fresh food distribution charity Second Bite, disagrees. Mr. Mullen says the problem of wasting food has been around for longer than the millennial generation, so they can't be held solely responsible.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, the just by dint of where you happen to have been born on this scale, and is not a worthwhile or a good assessment of where this is going. You cannot write off. There are as many good kids out there now as there have ever been who are concerned with their country, their environment, with waste, with a whole series of social issues.
The survey also revealed new food delivery trends are increasing food waste, with those that shop for groceries online and those that use food delivery services wasting significantly more food than those not using these services. According to survey results, people who do at least 20% of their grocery shopping online waste 19% of the food they buy. But on the good side, Australians cut their total food waste by $700 million last year. Rabobank has revealed that each Australian household threw away on average $890 worth of food in 2018. That makes for a total waste bill of $8.9 billion. That figure is down from $9.6 billion worth of food wasted in 2017. The main reason people have given in the survey for wasting food was food going off before it could be eaten. The second main reason was people buying too much food at the shops. Glenn Wheeland with Rabobank says more needs to be done if a growing population is to be fed.
So Australia's population is growing at something in the order of 350,000 people per year. What that means is that there's a number of actions that really across the food chain and across the spectrum that we all need to take. And it's everything from thinking from the perspective of producers, saying what can they do better in terms of production, how can we get more efficient at the supply chain, but also particularly around consumers.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.